Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Parakuf Mem Aleph, Chapter 141, Rebuke Reframed. Constructive Criticism, Tochacha, Rebuke and Musar. What's your reaction to hearing these words? Most people naturally and instinctively don't want to be on the receiving end of them. It doesn't feel good to be criticized, to be informed that we could have done something better. But if we take a step back and try to understand the role tochacha, constructive criticism, plays, we may be able to develop a very different approach, a reframing that will bring us to appreciate it. I'm not perfect. Are you? Chances are that since you're a human being and you are still alive, you aren't perfect yet. Hashem put you and me and every person on the planet here for a purpose, to grow and improve and work towards perfection, towards shlemus. Therefore, imperfection is pretty much part of what it means to be human. If we aren't perfect and we're supposed to be working towards continuous improvement, then tochacha, musar, constructive criticism are all there to help us, to benefit us. Let me give you a mundane example. Let's say someone is taking a math class, Algebra 2. The teacher decides that she is running her math classroom without correcting anyone. No matter what answer someone gives, in class, on homework, or on a test, she marks it correct. Is she a good teacher? Would she even be considered a kind teacher? No, of course not. There is a correct answer and an incorrect answer in algebra. And if she never corrects a wrong answer, her students are not going to learn the material. She's not a good teacher, and what she's doing is not kind because she's not helping her students grow. Instead, she's actually stunting their growth. Now, this is kind of a ludicrous example, but it brings out the point. There is tremendous benefit to being open and welcoming to tochacha, to criticism, which is given in order to help us improve. David HaMelech says the following, Pasuk Hey, Helemeni Tzadik, Chesed V'yochicheni, let the righteous person strike me out of kindness and correct me. Give me tochacha, rebuke. Shemen Rosh Al Yoni Roshi, let me not turn my head from this rebuke because it's like the finest oil. David HaMelech was a melech, the anointed, chosen king of Klal Yisrael. He was a leader, a warrior, a talented composer, a true Eved Hashem. But David was a human being, and he recognized that he wasn't perfect. He therefore welcomed rebuke that was given to him in order to help him grow and improve. He saw it as a chesed, a kindness. That's how he framed it in his mind. And as Radak explains, he likened it to oil, like a soothing balm there to help him heal his deficiencies. May we follow David's example, reframing rebuke as a gift to help us become the best versions of ourselves. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.